I agree. How about a little sunshine? I've watched that weather all afternoon. How about a little sunshine? 2:22, and let's sing this together. There's sunshine in my soul today. There's sunshine in my soul today, more glorious and bright than glows in any earthly skies, for Jesus is my light. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine, when the peaceful, happy moments roll. When Jesus shows his smiling face, there is sunshine in the soul. There's music in my soul today, a carol to the King, and Jesus listening can hear the songs I cannot sing. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine, when the peaceful, happy moments roll. When Jesus shows his smiling face, there is sunshine in the soul. Has that brought a smile to your face yet? Then let's get verse 4 and sing it. There's gladness in my soul today, and hope and praise and love, for blessings which he gives me now, for joys laid up above. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine, when the peaceful, happy moments roll. When Jesus shows his smiling face, there is sunshine in the soul. You agree with that? You may be seated. I'm going to, I guess Chris is not back again tonight. I was going to get Chris to come up and receive an offering tonight, because we got a few people here, wasn't here this morning, they want to give an offering. So we're going to give them that opportunity. Dustin, would you help please with that? Got to put him to work. Job don't pay anything, son, but it's got to be done. Yeah, this is a good time. And by the way, while we're doing this, if you have a prayer request, I'll say go ahead and keep praying for the Taylor family, where Rick passed away, and Sylvia and Rachel would really appreciate that. Anybody else have a prayer request? Wayne? Okay, Larry Emmert. Remember that. Family? I saw a few more hands. Yes. Remember Cindy. Yes, Susie. Family. Family, family, family. How important family is. Terribly important. It is. Tom, would you bless this offering?
Lord, thank you that you've allowed us to be back tonight. Lord, thank you that we're in your family. We're safe. We're safe. We're secure. But Lord, our earthly families, not all of them are here. The rain's come. The door's shut. And some of our families will be outside the ark. Oh, God, I pray great conviction on the families. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, you know I told you that we had a little special surprise for you tonight, and they specifically asked to go first, and I said, of course you can. And so would our first group come forward to sing? Just enjoy it, okay? And if you get blessed, say, amen, hallelujah, I'm blessed, okay? And you'll be blessed. Miss Doris and Miss Stacy.
Hello?
I'll be your helper.
I can't get that thing standing in my front of me.
Old door special. Just saying, you can turn it up back there and pick you up.
And I get to follow that. That was wonderful. But to God be the glory. Because without his blood, without his power, I couldn't stand here redeemed.
feel a little overwhelmed right now. I could really use some help right now. I don't feel like it is well with my soul. I've tried to find a way around the mess. I pray in faith that the night would end right here, when I just can't understand. I lift my hands, hallelujah, when the storm is relentless, hallelujah, when the battle is endless, in the middle of the in-between, in the middle of the questioning, over every worry, every fear, hallelujah, even here, hallelujah, even here. Somehow I bow and my heart gets free. Too far, too hard becomes so easy. I find peace here in surrendering, in letting go. Hallelujah, when the storm is relentless. Hallelujah, when the battle is endless, in the middle of the in-between, in the middle of the questioning, over every worry, every fear. And sometimes choosing just to sing is the thing that changes everything. Hallelujah, when the storm is relentless. Hallelujah, when the battle is endless, in the middle of the in-between, in the middle of the question.
Tonight, but Tom asked me to sing another one that I hadn't planned on, so.
Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? 'Cause your shame's done all it's stealing, and you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way, rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus, and let my Jesus change your life. Tears from broken dreams and wasted years, until the past to disappear. Oh, let me tell you about my Jesus. and all the wrong turns that you would go and undo if you could. Who can work it out for your good? Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. And let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. 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 Who would take my cross to Calvary? Pay the price for all my guilty? Who would care that much about me? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Oh, he makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus, and let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Let my Jesus change your life.
It's all about Jesus. All about the King. Thank you.
if you, not many of the people here tonight, but a handful were at Rick's service yesterday. I sang this song there yesterday. I have sang this song. I was thinking about it. I probably got this song when I was 25, 26 years old. And I have been singing it ever since then. I won't tell you how old I am now, but it's that was a long time ago. It was. I want to say it was probably about a year ago that the only, because it's been so long, it was on a cassette track, if that tells you anything. And I had Rick put it on a CD for me when he was in the sound room. And the CD, the only CD I had, got scratched. And so for like the last year and a half, every now and then Tom will say, well, sing the medley. And I'm like, I can't. I don't have the CD. And if Dave and Cindy, if I'm them, they're like, are you going to sing that song? And I'm like, I can't. I don't have the CD. But leave it to, you all wouldn't know her, but Sylvia and Rachel both are just go-getters. If you tell Sylvia to do something, she does it. And she wanted this song sang at Rick's funeral. And I've been searching for a year trying to find it. And they found it in an afternoon. I had been looking for the person who sang it. I knew the person who had sang the song, so I'd been trying to find it through her, and couldn't get anywhere. They uncovered who originally wrote the song and the arrangement of it, because it, obviously it's him, so she didn't write it, but she arranged it in this medley. And they reached out to her specifically and said, our father has passed away, and he loves these songs, and the way you put them together, would you be willing to send a performance track to us? And she sent it right away. No questions, no nothing, and just sent it right to them. And then Rachel sent it to me. And so now I have an electronic copy of it on my computer, and I won't ever scratch that. I love hymns. I just love hymns. I love listening to contemporary Christian and Southern gospel, and I love, singing about the Lord in any genre, really, but there's just nothing really like a hymn. It's honestly like a picture straight from God's Word, and these three especially are special.
Trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word.
trust Him more. Blessed assurance.
Okay, as y'all know, John and I do old songs. The hymns, that's a whole different thing. We have old songs that we sing or not. Some of them aren't in the hymn books, the old hymns, but they've made it into certain books. This one is an old one, and I'll wait till Scott gets his stuff together, and I'll pull my glasses off like I did this morning. We are going to get that blueprint fixed, and we'll be able to use that wall again soon. But this is an old song. It's a very short song, but you older folks will remember this song. I hope you do. And to me, when I was very young, this song just kind of grabbed me and attached itself to me, and I've never forgotten it. So I'm going to share it with you, okay? My Jesus knows when I am lonely. He knows each pain. He sees each tear. He understands
each lonely heartache He understands because He cares. My Jesus knows just what I need. Oh, yes, He knows just what I need. He satisfies and every need supplies. Yes, He knows just what I need. My Jesus knows just what I need. Oh yes, He knows just what I need.
That's an old one. I'm going to do one more. Is that okay? Okay. This is not one of those real old ones like that, but it's a fairly old song. And y'all, if you've been here very long, you know it because I sing it a lot because it's how I feel. In fact, it hadn't been too long ago, I guess, that I sang it. It's just how I feel about my life with the Lord. I am so blessed. I am. My faith has been tried in the furnace of life. I wasn't alone. God was there all the time. He turned sleepless nights into sweet rest. I'll always be grateful. I am so blessed. God's given so much. He's more than enough. Supplies all my needs from His storehouse of love. He's brought me this far, but I must confess, listen now, the best is in store. It is. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. How could I complain? God has been true through sunshine and rain. Well, He gave me life when I deserved death. I could never repay Him. I am so blessed. Do you feel blessed? I do. If you feel blessed, smile. If you feel blessed, raise a hand. Isn't that good? God is in the blessing business. He is. Now, this is a real good part of this song. You're going to like it. When I see the Lord, the one I adore, for his great throne. I'll bring my rewards in a body redeemed among heaven's guests. I'll cry, holy, holy,
holy, holy,
I am so blessed. I am so blessed. How could I complain?
How could I complain?
My God has been true through sunshine and rain. Me life when I deserve death. I could never repay him. I am so blessed. Well, he gave me life when I deserve death. I could never repay him. I am so blessed.
Yeah. Isn't it good to be blessed? Yeah. Who else? Wayne? I always do Wayne like that. If you want to sing, you know you can. Ken, where have you been, Ken? Ken's going to play us a song on this piano or that one?
That is a player piano.
Yeah, all you have to do is sit there and act like you're playing.
Sums it up. I remember the day.
get to heaven and we get to see Jesus face to face. And these are two songs that are my praise and worship songs. Face to face and my Savior first of all. If you know the song, sing along.
Thank you.
I taught him everything he knows. Well, about an hour ago, Doris and Stacy gave us hope. Amen? I thought about that when they said they were going to do that, and I thought, well, now Doris is one of the oldest members we've got here. I mean, in years being here. Stacy's been here how long now, Stace? 19. Wow, time's flying, isn't it, honey? One of the youngest families that we have in the church, and Doris is one of the oldest ones we have in the church. I thought, what a nice connection. So they're going to be singing again next Sunday morning. How you like that? Because that was a treat to me. That's one of Doris's favorite songs, and Stacy just fell in love with Doris, so she fell in love with the song. So now y'all have hope. You can do it too. Okay? This has been good. I hope you've enjoyed it. And now you know that the next time that we have Fifth Sunday, you'll have to look and see when that is, you be ready, right? And I want you to pray that God will give Susie courage. Because I have suggested that we sing a song together sometime. And because you'd have to hear her sweet little voice. We'd be riding down the road and I'd be singing and she'd be singing over here in this right ear. And it sounded so sweet. And I said, goodness gracious, we've got to give her a microphone. So y'all pray about that, okay? Because I want her to get courage to do that. I would love to do that. Okay, enough said about that. If you've had a blessing tonight, just say amen.
Amen.
It's been good. If you would stand to your feet, and next time we do this, the Dykes family are going to sing. Did I say that right? But it's so good to see the Dykes family. That sounds like a group on TV or something, doesn't it? The Dykes family are with us today, and they're back tonight, and I'm so, so happy. I want to get to know them better. It's a good family. And they take care of little Blondie. Well, one of them does, not all of them. So we're going to leave here, but we're going to come back Wednesday night, Lord willing. And we're going to be in the book of Zechariah. So if you are enjoying the book of Zechariah, you got to come back and get some more. It's good, folks. It is. All of it's good, from Genesis to Revelation. Bow our heads, and we're going to be dismissed with a word of prayer. And Kevin, would you do that, please? Now remember, we're going to spend a lot of time together next Sunday morning, and we have another little extra treat for you Sunday morning too. I'm looking forward to it.